Wayne Anderson and his wife moved from California to western Wisconsin 2 years ago. They were sold 16 acres on Young Lake near Frederick in Polk County. While he had to mow 4 acres of lawn, it was a visitor who asked about the other 12.
And I said, yes, our property is here, and it's just beautiful, and we have 16 lovely acres here. And my property extends out there around the Beaver Lodge and goes out this way and comes back around. And the fellow turns to me and he says, you don't own the lake. I said, yes, I do. I paid for it. I paid $215,000 for this home and 16 acres of land.
Anderson started making noise about the issue when he was told he couldn't subdivide the property because he didn't have the title to 12 of the 16 acres. Wisconsin's public trust doctrine says individuals can't own a natural lake. They're protected for public use. Whether it's 4 or 16 acres Anderson technically owns, a Northwest Wisconsin realtor says he has the same land value. Susan Wallen is with ERA Parkside in Siren.
The thing is, if the pond is completely, totally surrounded by land, the only way that somebody could actually use that, the general public, would be to parachute in or have somebody bring him in by helicopter and take him out, because once he is out of the water and on the land, he is on private property.
Wayne Anderson.
When you say I would enjoy the benefits of the lake, whether I own it or not, that's true. But the question is, why did I pay for it? And then why do I have to pay taxes on it? If I don't own something, if the state owns it, I don't pay taxes on it.
Jim Rush, a certified land surveyor from Hudson, thinks the law is on Anderson's side.
If I go back in the abstract or do a title search and find that initially the government gave a patent to 40 acres, and now my client wants me to survey his property, I survey it and find that there are 20 acres high and dry and 20 acres that are water covered. Regardless of the water, he bought 40 acres. He owns the bed of the lake.
But the Department of Natural Resources interpretation of a state Supreme Court ruling is that the state owns title to lake beds even though they're not all surveyed. Mary Ellen Balbrick is chief of the Rivers and Habitat Protection Section. She says there's not enough money to survey thousands of these lakes, as Minnesota did.
We haven't seen the data to show that's a consequential problem, and the mapping, frankly, would be a huge endeavor in a state as wet as this one.
Since the Anderson controversy has garnered attention amongst realtors and surveyors, realtor Susan Wallen says her agency has made some changes. A 40-acre parcel with a 10-acre lake will actually be listed now as 30 acres of land with a 10-acre lake. Meanwhile, Wayne Anderson contacted his realtor at Edina Realty and got $12,000 back. Now he's in contact with lawmakers who are working out legislation to give counties the ability to decide where a lake ends and private property begins. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.